This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Agitavach, Shavua Toiv. We're going to start with just a point of Ion on Yivamas Ayin Vav. And then this morning we do Ayin Zayin Amen Aleph, if you could join us. Okay, the first point I alluded to while we were learning the Gemara, but I would like you to see it inside. And the second point is also regarding the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. This is really one of my favorite Gemaras. And I want to share with you something from one of my very favorite Svarim, the commentary of the Chidah on Megillas Rus. It's interesting, I have Kol Kisvei Chidah, it's, you know, many, many volumes, dozens of volumes, and for some reason it doesn't come with this volume. This is one volume my grandfather brought over from Europe, the Chidah's Haggadah, printed with his commentary on Rus. It's called Simchas HaRegel. And I once found something here about why exactly, of all people, is Doyeg HaAdoimi the one who has beef with David HaMelech? Why, of all people, is it Doyeg? We know Doyeg doesn't like David, but what is it specifically? What exactly is Doyeg's problem? Now, for a moment, I want you to just look at the Gemara in Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Doyeg had a lot of questions. Because when Avner said, Amoini v'lay amoinis, mayavi v'lay mayavis, which, by the way, you could ask, why did he have to say, Amoini v'lay amoinis? That's irrelevant. What's relevant is, mayavi v'lay mayavis. But Doyeg asked, mamzer v'lay mamzaras. So Avner said, no, mumzar, male and female. He asked, mitzri v'lay mitzris. So they said, well, here their reason is, and they really didn't know an answer until they said, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Panima. And we're going to see in today's Gemara, on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings an opinion. That Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's Amoini V'lay Amoinis, Mayavi V'lay Mayavis, and Rabbi Shimon learns it from Al Dvar Shaloi Kidmo Eschem Alechem Uvamayim. So if you look on the second Tosfos on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks, "Then Taimer the Rabbi Yehuda Makshi Le Mitzri V'Loi Mitzras." Meaning, Doyeg had many questions: Mamzer V'Loi Mamzeres, Mitzri V'Loi Mitzras, and the only real answer is Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it from Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Diyuk Amoini V'Loi Amoinis, Mayavi V'Loi Mayavis. So then we could ask, according to him, a mitzris should be permitted. That's Tosus's kasha. Tosus answers va'omari. Degabe amoini umayavi hoyoloi lekatzer v'lichtoiv amoin umayav. By amoini v'lay amoinus mayav lemayus, there is a better way to write it, a shorter. Namely, it should say loyavai amoin umayav v'kal Hashem. Then you could save a letter. So the fact that the Torah was marich is for a drasha. Islam lemidrash delamayir amoinus. Well, Mayavis Kasi. But Mitzri, so you say, oh, by Mitzri, what do you want it to say? You want it to say Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is longer. So by Mitzris, we don't darshan it. Avo by Mitzriim, hoye koisid Mitzrayim, hoye marach yoiser. Which is very interesting, Rabbi Say. Because, again, Doyeg asked, Amoini v'lay amoinis, Mayavi v'lay mayavis. That was the drasha. And Doyeg asked, what about Mitzri v'lay mitzris? So the Tosfos is saying there's a very big difference between Amon Amoyev and Mitzri. By Amon Amoyev, we could darshan it because it could have said, Loyavai Amon Amoyev. It could have said it shorter. The fact that it said it longer is for a drasha. But by Mitzri, we're not going to darshan Mitzri v'loi Mitzris. Why should we darshan it? Because it could have said Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is longer. So the reason we darshan Amoini v'loi Amoinis, Mayavi v'loi Mayavis, is the fact the Torah wrote an extra Yud, and it could have just wrote Amon Amoyev, is to indicate that the Nashim are Mutter. But Mitzrayim, if it would have said Mitzrayim, that's more Marech. then it could have said, La Yavoi Edoim Bekal Hashem. Why don't we darshan the extra yud of Edoim? La Yavoi Adoimi. Tosfos says, Agav Mitzri. You're right. You're right. By Edoim, really, we should darshan Adoimi V'loy Adoimis. Because by Edoim, it would have been shorter. But Agit says, Lo Yavoi Mitzri V'Adoimi. So even though by Adoimi, we have a right to make the drasha, it says Adoimi Agav the Mitzri. The Marsha on Tosfos asked the following question. That if there is such a distinction between Amon Emoyav and Mitzri, that Amon Emoyav we darshan, because Amon Emoyav it could have been Mekatzer, but Mitzrayim it would have been Marech, then when Doyeg asked the question, well, why don't we darshan Mitzri? So Avner should have answered, Amon Emoyav we darshan because the Torah could have been Mekatzer, but Mitzri is actually shorter, and therefore the males and females are Usser. In other words, Tosfos is giving such a good distinction between Amon Moav and Mitzri that why didn't Avner give this answer to Doeg HaAdoimi? Now we're ready to see the Chida. Because the Chida says, now we understand Doeg's beef with David HaMelech. Doeg said the Chachamim are being hypocritical. Because the only reason we darshan Amoni v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, is because the Torah could have been Makatzer and could have said Lo Yavei Amon Amayav, and therefore the Amoinis is Mutter. Well, Doeg says, so why don't we say the same thing for me? I'm Doeg HaAdoimi. And it could have said Lo Yavei Edoimi Kal Hashem. And the Torah was Marech by saying Lo Yavei Adoimi. So why don't we say, the fact that Torah wrote an extra Yud is to tell me Adoimi V'Lo Adoimis. By the way, the Balei Drush says, this is what David HaMelech says, Hareini Ois Letoiva, you showed me the one extra letter, Letoiva. The one extra letter is the letter Yud, with which the Ribbono Shel Olam was Marech. And because the Ribbono Shel Olam was Marech, David HaMelech is Mutter. So take a look at this Chida. Umina Amar Le'el Neida Nirdefa. We find in Yevamis, the Ovid Doeg HaAdoimi Kol Tatzdaki L'Isser Isser Gam Nekevois. Doeg HaAdoimi was trying to come with every plan to Aser the Nekevois from Moav. Umaloi L'Doeg Bezeli Konis B'Ovei HaKoira. Why does Doeg enter the thickness of the battle? Although it's known that he hates David, all of Hashem, im kozet sarch tam. What is Doeg HaAdoimi's problem with David HaMelech? Yeah, good question. Furthermore, v'su kasha de Doeg parach elamayat to mitzvi v'loy mitzvis v'kula rabbanon shasku yachtav. All the rabbis were silent. V'amayloi mishnai. Kitiritzri, Deshani Hassan, the Kas of Mitzrayim, Hoyamarech. By Mitzri, we don't darshan, Vilay Mitzris, because the whole drasha is, why does it say Mitzri and not Mitzrayim? Why does it say Mitzri and not Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is longer. That would be longer. Vahachin, Chazina, La Rav Marsha, Bagarata. Shikshikin, the Marsha and the Agarata actually asked this on Toysis, the Kfri Devrema, my Lamashani Achle Doyeg. So again, why didn't Avner answer Doeg? Hey Doeg, the reason we darshan Amoni v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis is because the Torah is being Marech by Amon and Mayav, but by Mitzrayim, the Torah is being Mekatzer. Says the Holy Chida, Amnon Efsher Loimar, the Doeg Adoimihu, Doeg's from Edoim. V'omru Chazal, the Hoya Ger Amaleki, he was a Ger from Amalek, v'hu Asur Lovi B'Kahal. V'yado shaper the gam adoimis asuru. He knew an adoimis is asur v'hainu taima dahagam d'chsiv adoimi. Now, here's the question. Why taka is an adoimis asur? There the Torah is being marich. V'havalei l'chtov adoim v'adoimis asurum. The real reason is it says adoimi agav mitzri. So therefore, Doeg asked, listen to this gavaldig akasha, the godless, the lomdus of Doeg. Doeg said, you know why I'm Usser, but what do you mean? What do you want? The Torah is being Marech, so why am I Usser? The answer is, Am Aser Agav Mitzri. Really, it should have said, Lo Yavoi Mitzri. The Edoim Mekal Hashem. Aye, it's an extra yud. Agav Edoim. Agav Mitzri. So too, David, you want to say, oh, there's an extra yud by Moyav? No. Maybe Moyav is Agav Amoin. The same way you're telling me I'm Aser because Edoim is Agav Mitzri, you should be Aser because Moyav is Agav Amoin. This was the kash of Doeg. Doeg knew Toisvis. Doeg knew that the reason why we don't darsh in Mitzri is because Mitzri is shorter. And really, we should be able to darshan Edoim, but because Tosfos says Edoim is Agav Mitzri, so Doeg's kasha is, if Tosfos is right, then you, David, are Osir, because maybe you're listed Agav Amoin. Vizuhu Oitzim Tanosoi. But he didn't want to explain that the Dover's Noigeya him. He didn't want to say that he had personal beef. That's why he said, Amayato, Mitzri Vloi Mitzris. Ah, you'll say, that's not a kasha, Mitzri Vloi Mitzris, because you could answer, Mitzri is shorter. He was relying on the Edoim, which is longer, and Edoim is only Agav the Mitzri, and his point was, hey you, David, you should, maybe you're Aser, and Moyavia is, really it should have said, Lo Yavoi Amoin. It should have said, Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayav V'kal Hashem. You know why it didn't? Agav Orcha. But really, males and females are Aser. V'rabbanon Yodei Ma'ed Belibei. The rabbis knew what was in his heart. V'lahachi Yom L'mishnalei. They couldn't give him an answer. Now, Rabbi Sai, so it comes out, Doeg has a good kasha. What's the answer? In other words, the same way Edoim is Aser Agav Mitzri, meaning the same way the heter of female does not apply to Edoim, even though it says Adoimi, because that was written Agav Mitzri, maybe the heter of female does not apply to Mayav. So now we come to an amazing Rashi in Megillas Rus that nobody picks up on. Take a look at this. Is another shtickle in the Chidah, but we needed that first piece to understand it. This is one of the most inexplicable Rashis in the whole Tanakh. The Bayaz goes to the, and by the way, I'm talking about this. I'm chalishing. I wish I was in Chevroin now. This week, 30,000 Jews are in Chevroin. They went to Mar Sinai. We could be at the kever of Yishai and Rus soon, hopefully. We know that when Boaz presented, where is Boaz buried? Anybody know? But when Boaz presented the Goyal, plenty of money, the ability to do Yibum, he said, Loi ucha ligoli, I can't do Yibum, pen ashlis es nachlasi. I don't want to ruin my inheritance. I didn't he know it, the drasha mayavi v'loi mayaviya? So Rashi says, perish Rashi, I don't want to ruin Zari. Shenemar lo yavai amoini umayavi v'ta, he made a mistake be amoini v'loy amoinis. He didn't know the drasha of amoini v'loy amoinis. Says the Chida, what is Rashi talking about? What does amoini v'loy amoinis got to do with it? He should say he didn't know mayavi v'loy mayavis. What do you mean he didn't know amoini v'loy amoinis? That's irrelevant. The amoini v'loy amoinis. He didn't know mayavi v'loy mayavis. That's our shaila. Now, one day we have to give a shir on the following subject. The Ramban. You know that the Ramban learns this sugya differently than anybody. The Ramban learns Amoin violated not bringing bread and water to Klal Yisrael, and Moav hired Bilam, and the two have nothing to do with each other. even though the Gemara is mashma, the reason why Moav is mutter, only women don't even have to bring to women. The Ramban learns it was never an indictment against Moav for not bringing us water. That indictment was on Amoid. Moav's issue was they hired Bilam. But the Pashup shot is, listen, how many infractions did Amoin and Moav violate? Well, Amoin and Moav both didn't feed us, and additionally, Moav hired Bilam. So Amoin has one problem, Moav has two problems. By the way, just based on that first chida that we saw, we could explain Rashi. He made a mistake in Amoini v'loy Amoinis, meaning he thought only Amoini v'loy Amoinis. He didn't think it applied to Moav. He thought like Doyeg, Moav is Agav Amoin. That's one pshat in Rashi. You hear? Based on the Chida, what he meant, he made a mistake in Amoini v'loy Amoinis. He thought the heter was only on Amon and Moav. It didn't apply only on Amoinis, but not to Moavis. And Moavis is Agav Amoin, just like Edom is Agav Mitzri. But now we're going to tweak it a little bit. The Chida quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim Fishel. Tal ha'hidrash ha'amoni v'lai ha'amonis mayav le'amonis t'chsiv lo yovei ha'amoni mayavi. Now Amoin sinned one time. Shaloi kidmu, they didn't give us food. Let me just, how do I make this a little bit bigger? Oh. Amoin didn't bring us food. Mayav chata shtayim shloi kidmu v'sachroi bilam ulefize. Now, so listen to that. It says lo yavoi Amoin u'mayav b'kal Hashem. Amoin violated one thing. Mayav violated two things. So now the order of the pasuk is a little bit off. It should say lo yavoi Mayavi ve'amoini b'kal Hashem. Not only Moav that committed two infractions is aser, but even Amoin that committed one infraction is aser. To have a loizu loy mi boy mayavi the chata shteim ela avzu amoini doy chata echar afilach loyava. So we have a big problem here, because if Amoin violated one thing and Moav two, then it should say loyavi mayavi ve'amoini. You know why it says Amoin first? It must be, right? Because it would always say the bigger chiddush second. So it must be there's a chiddush in Amoin. You know why? Amoin that only committed one avera, their nekevos are mutter. And Moav that committed two, their nekevos are aser. Loi mi boy Amoin that they committed one thing, and therefore only their males are aser, but their females are mutter. But Moav, where they commit two avers, their females are also aser. And therefore it's loizu avsu v'achi kamrakra. Loyav v'amoini v'amoinis sharia. Amoini can't come and amoinis is permitted. V'loy mi bay amoin d'loy chatu. Ela achas d'nekeva muteres. Ela av moyavi d'chadushem d'nekeva muteres. Ah, like this. In other words, I'm sorry. Amoin committed one avera. Moav committed two averas. So the question is, so it should first say, not only is Moav aser, Amoin's also aser. The answer is no. The chiddush of Moav is loy mi boy Amoin, that they only violated one avera, that their females are mutter. But even Moav, that they committed two averas, their females are mutter. Ela af Moav yidichatushem, they came with avazu loy zu. Another, okay. Meaning, why does it first say Amoin and then Moav? Isn't Moav less of a chiddush because Moav has two reasons to be aser? The answer is, but in terms of the heter of the females being mutter, Moav is a bigger chiddush. That even though it's aser for two reasons, the nekevos are still mutter. Ooh, now we understand the lashon of Rashi. Now we understand what Rashi means, that the goyal made a mistake in Amoini v'lay Amoinis. You know what the goyal thought? The Alpi Devarav, based on Rabbeinu Fishel, says the Chida, Efshar Liyashev Dikduk Divrei Rashi Hanizgar. We could understand the words of Rashi that were mentioned. The Alpi Devarav Efshar Liyashev Shekasav Dehagoyal Ta BeAmoini V'Lay Amoinis VeEfshar Liyashev. You can answer, the Goya made a mistake, that the reason why the Torah first says Amoin, even though they only did one Avera, you know why? Amoin, because they only did one Avera. They're in the Kevas HaMutter. Maya that did two Averos, they're in the Kevas HaRasser. So now the pasuk is Loizu Afzu. Loyavai Amoini Zachar, and not only that, Loyavai Mayavi even a Keva. And it teaches Mayavi second to add an Isser to Mayavi Nekevais more than Amoin. This could have been what the Goyal thought. And that's why Rashi says he was Ta'a V'Ta'a Amoini V'Lay Amoinis. The Hagoyal Yeshuva the Kra, the Goyal to answer the Pasuk, Gamhu Mukhach Loimer, the Amoin Lay Nesser El Azacharim. V'Hach Kusha the Kra, this question on the Pasuk, that why it was Makdam Amoin, forced the Goyal to say, because Amoin, only the males are Aser, and Mayav, they're both Aser. But the real answer is, he made a big mistake. It's Loizu Afzu, not only Amoin, that only committed one Avera, the females Aser, but Mayav that committed two Averas, even them, the females, are Mutter, right? Not only Amoin that they violate only one Avera, the females Mutter, but Mayav that violated two Averos, their females are Mutter as well. Okay? So that's the two very important nekudos. Again, we saw Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Darshan's Amoni V'loi Amoinis, what about Mitzri V'loi Mitzris? The answer to that is, the drasha is really only on Amoin, because the extra Yud is an extra letter, but by Mitzri, it's actually making it shorter. And the truth is, we should be able to make that drasha by Edoim, but Edoim is Agavorcha Mitzri. So listen carefully. Edoim is Agavorcha Mitzri. And this explains why Doeg had a personal attack on David, because Doeg's question to David is, as the Marsha asks, why didn't Avner answer Doeg? There's a big difference between Amoin and Mitzri. Amoin is longer, Mitzri is shorter. The real answer is because Doeg could have said back, the same way Edoim is Agavorcha Mitzri, Mayav is Agavorcha Amoin. And that was Doeg's personal attack. He said, if you're going to tell me I'm Agavorcha, you David, you're Agavorcha. So now the question though is, why was Doeg wrong? Why don't we say that the same way Mitzri is Agavorcha Edoimi, the same way Edoimi is Agavorcha, here's the Chiddush of the day, you ready? This the Chidah didn't spell out, but I think we have to say this. That why was Doeg wrong? The same way Edoim is Agavorcha Mitzri, why in fact is Mayav not Agavorcha Amoin? The answer is because since Mayav has two reasons to be Aser, don't we have a right to ask why Mayav is second? Shouldn't Mayav be first? If Mayav is more Aser than Amoin, then Amoin should be second. So don't just say, well, Mayav is Agavorcha, but Mayav is less of a Chiddush, so Amoin should be said second. The reason Mayav is said second is because Mayav is a bigger Chiddush, that even though there are two reasons to be Aser, her Nekevois are still Mutter. So don't say Agavorcha. Agavorcha is by Edoim and Mitzri. They both have one reason to be Aser. But Mayav, that has two reasons to be Aser, it should have been said first. And then even Amoin is also. The answer is, it said Mayav second to say, even though there are two reasons it should be Aser, her females are still Mutter. Okay, Rabbi Isai, if you're available, I would like to learn Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm not around tomorrow night. This week's schedule is today, this morning, Tuesday night. Next week's schedule is Tuesday night, Thursday night. Okay, we're going to start Ayin Zayin. If you could join us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.